all the power of the enemy. Tell somebody else, because they didn't believe you. Tell them, I have power over all the power.
Over all the power
of the enemy.
I have power over it. What he said.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not being ignorant when I say this. I'm not being braggadocious or arrogant. I'm here to tell you that there is not a single devil, including Satan himself, that has power over me. Not one. Not one. First of all, if he did, I probably wouldn't be here tonight.
Amen.
Yeah. And neither would you.
That's right. That's right.
We have power over the enemy. Amen. And the only, I know you're standing, thank you. We'll let Terry sit because he just had knee surgery. And I mean, dude, you got titanium knees. Not yet. Still, they're still getting loose. I got old cartilage in here.
Oh my God.
Better keep it, he says.
Yeah.
The power that you give Satan in your life is right here.
Yes, sir.
And you better get a hold of that.
Amen.
This is what we got to fix. And I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm talking about the knowledge of the Word of God. That's what's got to get in here. Let me read before I get going. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God. Say, I am of God.
I am of God.
You're of God, little children, and have what? Overcome them. Say, overcome them.
Overcome them.
Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Say, I am an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
Say, I have overcome.
I have overcome.
Amen. Father, we need you tonight. Touch my mind and heart. Help me to teach under the anointing. You have come to instruct us. You have come to empower us. You have come to strengthen your church tonight. Give us revelation and understanding. Lord Jesus, in our position with you and in this world, we ask it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. We need to have revelation. And I'm just going to tell you, I know you already know this about your pastor, but I am a believer in staying in the Word of God. I'm going to explain to you why. You need to get this in your thick head. And we all got it. Look at your neighbor and say, I didn't know yours was so thick.
Really? Yours is quite obviously thick. Thank you.
We need to get this in our noggins. We need to get it in our spirit. We need to get it in our heart. We need to get this wisdom. We need to get this understanding. We need to get this. I was about to pick his up. That's so big I wouldn't hold it up long. Yours is tiny. Thank you. When you step out of this book, there is no limit to your deception. I want you to hear it again. When you step out of this book, there is no limit to your deception.
So true.
Because there's nothing to guide you.
Right.
Now you need to hear, Pastor, and we're going to get in the Word of the Lord here in a little bit. Don't let's go too far. I might need it again. We are living in a religious generation that people have become dissatisfied with this book. And they are stepping out of this book and they're making up their own junk.
Yeah.
And they convince themselves. Sorry, Lord. They convince themselves and justify themselves that they must still be in the will of God because, oh, I don't know, they feel something.
Yeah. Come on, Pat.
They see something.
My God.
And I've got news for you, friend. The Bible says in the last days, Satan himself will bring fire down from heaven.
That's right.
Not just Elijah, but Satan himself will do it. So we cannot go by sight. Say, I cannot go by sight. Say, I cannot go by feeling. I don't care how many chill bumps go up and down your back. If you can't find it in that book, you better get away from it.
That's it.
Because there is no way to control it. We have our young people with us here tonight. Oh my God. Okay. Young people tell one another, heavy dose on Wednesday night by pastor. Well, you'll just have to hang in there. I'm sure y'all getting it from all your guys that teach you anyway. We are living in a religious generation where there are all kinds of branches that have branched off and dabbling out, quote unquote, in the spirit world and feeling like they have deepened themselves in the ways and the things of God, but they have no Bible to back up what they're doing. Yeah, that was weak. Because I'm going to be dealing with some big devils tonight. Satan didn't know where I was going at first, but I think he has an idea now, so he's getting a little nervous. So he might talk to you a little bit. So this is what you do. When I say something that in your spirit you know is awesome, but something else says, I don't know, you get more awesome with it. Let me hear you. I want to hear you. I want to get the devil a black eye tonight. Hopefully I can get into my text. But I want to lay some foundation here tonight. I remember something that took place up in North Florida. I'm not going to name names because I don't want to offend anyone. So it was just up in North Florida, and it spread across the country. It went everywhere. So everybody was bragging on the miracles and everything that was, you know, everything that was taking place. And people just, preacher would just move, and all of this crowd was slain, and the spirit and fall on the ground, which, by the way, you cannot find in the Word of God. And then he would blow in this direction, and they would all fall, which, by the way, you cannot find in the Word of God. And then he would do this. They would, all of these great things would happen. And then he would say this. These were literally his words. He would say, now, what we're going to do is we're going to put our Bibles down, because where the Spirit is going to lead us tonight, you cannot find in the Word. But understand what I'm saying. It wasn't just him. There was a whole movement. It's still here. It's still across the world and in the United States of America. And what they think in their mind is that they have gotten so deep in the spirit realm that it's beyond the childish explanations of God's Word, because the average child of God would not be able to comprehend it. So God don't put it in His Word. He brings us beyond His Word. We go into higher levels of the Spirit, and we hear straight from God. I'm telling you, that is a deception out of hell. It's a deception. And it doesn't matter what you're seeing take place or what's happening or how much glory or power you think is moving in that place. If what is going on cannot be found in the Word of God, you better leave it alone. God's church is a Word church.
Right.
Here's why. Here's why. When you step out and begin to deal in things that you've convinced yourself is the move in the Spirit of God, and it's not something that can be instructed and constructed by the commands of God and the ways of God and the instructions of God from His Word, when you step out of that, please tell me, who has the rights at that point to make the rules? That's what I want to know.
That's right.
Who has the right at that point to make the rules?
Yeah.
Who starts laying down that path? Who clears out that path for you to follow? Is it the man? Paul said, follow me as I
follow Christ. Yep.
And we have power over the devil.
Yes, we do.
And there are just so many branches of different things that are happening. Woo!
Preach, Pastor.
Look at your neighbor and say, God rebuke that devil. He is so frightened. I love it. I love it. Clap your hands to the Lord. I love this. Listen, your pastor preaches all over the world. And I go into places where there are witches and demonic spirits and powers and all of this stuff that goes on. And I hear all of these people that they talk about, oh, you better be careful there. There's voodoo there. You better be careful there. There's witches and warlocks that dwell on that island or in that city or whatever. You know what I've noticed? At first, I was kind of ignorant. So I was like, dear Lord, wow, what am I going to face? What am I going to come up against? What's going to go on? But you know what I noticed? That God's word works there just like it works anywhere else. Because there isn't a warlock and there isn't a witch.
Yeah.
Well, there isn't any other demon worshiper out there that can put a curse on me. They don't have the power or the authority. I am a child of God. Somebody, you better believe it. Now, there's something I want to do. I want to de-glorify the devil in your brain. Because that is what religion will do to you if you're not careful. People will get off on these little side tangents and branches and get all wrapped up in this stuff that has no biblical foundation to it. And the next thing you've got minds warped and souls warped out of position. And you're stronger so you can handle it. You drag this one into it and they can't. And they get destroyed by it.
Yeah.
Because it's not biblical.
Right.
And it's not holy. And all you're doing is glorifying the devil. And I've come to shut it down. It's not going to happen in this church. It's not going to happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not going to happen. So we're going to talk a little bit about encounters with Satan or demons. Now, the word Satan is synonymous with demons. So, for example, and we'll even see it scripturally, Jesus can use the word Satan, or Paul can use the word Satan, or we can use the word Satan. And we're not actually speaking about the falling archangel. We're talking about a demon. So Satan kind of classifies all demons of hell. Do you understand what I just said? Okay. And, you know, I'm not going to touch on this tonight, but too much. I don't have it. It's something I'm going to bring out later. But, you know, there's some other things too. First of all, you need to learn. You're so concerned about what Satan is. Why don't you learn what he is not?
That's right. That's
he is
right.
Not omnipresent.
That's right. Come on now. Woo!
Woo! And I'm talking about the fallen archangel or any of the demons. They're not omnipresent. In fact, the chances of the fallen archangel Satan, Lucifer from the Old Testament, actually being right here in this building right now is extremely slim. He's probably talking to Gorbachev. Is Gorbachev still alive? Yes, I think so. I think so. I know he's not still the leader, but he's probably out trying to move mountains of government or something in, you know, in that form or in that nature. But he is, demons are not omnipresent. They can only be one place at one time.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
It's just like you. They're no different than you. Demons or Satan is not omnipotent.
That's right.
They are not all powerful.
No.
They are extremely limited in their power.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You don't believe me?
Yes. No.
They are extremely limited in their power. In fact, you are their best weapon.
Yeah.
You are their greatest power.
My God.
Because they get in your mind and they turn you against you and you destroy it all. Well, thank you, brother. Thank you, Mario. I guess I told him not to bring the basket out. I guess I should have brought the basket out. This is my basket.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Thank you, brother. we become our own worst enemy. So he's not omnipotent, he's not omnipresent, and he's not omniscient.
That's right.
He's not all-knowing.
No.
He has no clue what you're thinking, and I'll prove that scripture.
Amen.
None whatsoever. In fact, he has very little influence upon your mind. You have the influence upon your mind. If Satan could control my mind, and the Bible would not tell me to bring every thought under captivity unto Christ Jesus, unless God knew I had the power and ability to do just that. He so plagues us sometimes and so distracts us and works on our mind and works on our spirit and gets us off on tangents that are not even biblical, and we begin to glorify him and exalt him in power. How do we do that? By our actions. Our very actions say to the world that we believe he has power over us. That he can bind me when I'm full of the power of the Holy Ghost. There is no devil that can bind me. None. Somebody say, not one. I don't believe the devil's book. I believe God's book. I have power over all the power of all the enemy.
That's the word.
I'm not telling you, Pastor, don't fight demons. I fight mine and yours. Half of yours come home with me every night. I'm like, dude, go back. They need you. Go give them patience. Go teach them to war. The Bible says he sets them aside to teach them to war. I don't do that to you, of course. But I'm not fearful of them.
That's right.
Because they cannot bind me. And you're going to say, you better be careful. They'll take your life tonight. They cannot
take my life.
Only God gives breath, and only God can take breath. And let me tell you something. When I became the child of God, there is no devil that has power to take my life. If I die on the way home tonight, it's because God was finished with me. Or I did something really stupid. I purposely pulled out in front of a semi-truck. Because neither the devil nor God will control my actions.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
My God.
Okay. I'm trying to get to my scripture here.
It's good, Pastor.
I just want to deal with something. This is an apostolic church. And we're going to be apostolic. You know what that means? That means we're going to follow the apostles' doctrine. And do you know why we follow the apostles' doctrine? Because the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ opened their understanding to understand all scripture.
Hallelujah.
Only the apostles had the appropriate interpretation of the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hope don't have it. Pastor Daniel Kyle doesn't have it. Billy Graham doesn't have it. Paul the apostle didn't have it.
My God.
He had to get it from Jesus Christ. Well, he was an apostle, so we'll let him have a little. Had that perfect interpretation. And that's why we get into this book and we fulfill the teachings of Jesus Christ according to how the apostles fulfilled those teachings. And if you do that, you will fulfill the teachings of Christ in perfect harmony with the Word of God. Because they have the interpretation. They have the interpretation. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to look at just a little bit. I don't have a clock or a watch. Oh, there's one up there, 10 till 8. And what we're going to do, and I'm barely going to get started with this, so this is probably going to go for a few Wednesday nights. And I want to get into the Word of God, and I want to look at encounters with demons in the Word of God and how they were handled. Because however they're handled in the Word of God is exactly how you and I are supposed to handle them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then there's another thing that we're going to look at. And that is the difference, three levels. One, Old Testament and demonic power, how it was exposed and handled, spoken about. The Gospels, when Jesus Christ came upon the earth and the light of the Son of God began to move through the earth and basically found a demon under every rock. And then the church, once it was established. And just a quick summary, this is what you'll find. When you get in the Old Testament, there are scriptures by the prophets and scriptures that deal with, for example, Job and Satan appeared before the sons of God, when the sons of God would come together. And we know the story about Job. And then there's Isaiah and Jeremiah and Zedekiah, others that talk about the influence of Satan and concerning the leaders of the Old Testament. But it's very, very limited in the Old Testament when you read about the workings of demonic powers. And then all of a sudden, Jesus Christ shows up and he begins to walk amongst humanity on earth. And it was like walking into a room full of flies on something. You walk in and they all just started flying around and start buzzing and scattering. And what happened is the light, the power of God, the Spirit of God, which had not dwelled on earth except in a very limited fashion. It had dwelled, came down and visited the high priest. It was on Adam and Eve, of course. And then it had come down and visited with the high priest. And we see a few other incidences in the Old Testament as we flow through. God speaking to the prophets and different things. Of course, his miraculous power in the delivery of Egypt and many other areas and ways that we see God moving in the Old Testament. But as far as his presence flooding the earth, it was very, very limited. In fact, Noah rises up 2,000 years after Adam and Eve and or have fallen in the human flesh. And what happens? Man becomes what? A stench in the nostrils of God. They're so evil. The earth is so evil. He said, I'm going to destroy it. Every thought of man is evil. And then after the flood, it wasn't long. There they were on Babel. And then after Babel. And so everything continues. And man so easily flooded into evil. Then Jesus Christ shows up. And so what you have to understand is that the devil, the demons, Satan, however you want to refer to all of the powers of darkness, sort of had a heyday upon earth. He was cast out. Jesus said, I saw him fall as lightning from the sky. He was cast out. He had full reign, full power, full thrust here on earth. Possessions, I'm sure. The Bible doesn't really talk about them, but I'm sure there were many possessions of men, and not only possession, but greatly oppression and all the works of the devil that went through and out the Old Testament. And then, but there's not much light, so we don't see a lot. We don't hear a lot. We don't hear about men being possessed. We don't hear about this demon over here and this work of hell and that work of hell and etc. But then, boom, out of nowhere comes Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the Bible calls him. And so he was like a bright light that came and shined down into a dark room. And all the little roaches begin to scatter and go in the room. They're little demons, okay? They're roaches now. And so all of them begin to scatter. Why? Because the light came on. It was Jesus Christ. And so everywhere as he went, he would heal. And then they would grab and demonic possessed people, and they would bring them to Christ, and he would cast them out and heal them of their dumbness or heal them of their speech or whatever their problem was, and he would deliver them and set them free, and demons would go, and some would talk and say, hey, can we go into the pigs, and can we do this, can we do that? And I don't know why it was nice to him but he sent some of them into the pig, and of course they ran into the water. We know the story. What's happening here? What's happening is that the power of God, the Spirit of God, is now walking upon the earth. So even though Satan was the God of the earth, came into his territory was an intruder called Jesus Christ, who had power over all the power of the enemy. Satan tried everything he could against Jesus. He tempted him. We know the story of that temptation. It ended with what? Satan, when Satan said, "Bow and worship me," then, which is the ultimate goal of the adversary, by the way. To get your worship. And that's the very thing that spurred this message probably for the next few weeks. I refuse to worship the devil. I refuse to worship the devil. And you might not think you're worshiping him, but if you deal with him in a way that makes it look like he has power over someone filled with the Holy Ghost or power, great, you got to... I don't want to get ugly, but I'm trying to keep this godly best I can since it's preaching. You know, but we have so much stuff, people. We have stories of, and I remember when I was younger, I'd even hear evangelists would come, you know, and they would tell these stories, and they would say, yeah, they brought this one woman in, and she was flat as a board. She was possessed with a demon, and they brought her in, and they laid her down, and we put Bibles around her, and we all marched around her and began to call the name of 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. Find that in the Word for me.
That's right.
See, you don't want to receive this preaching because you have been so programmed by the devil that he has more power than you. He has programmed your mind that unless you fast 9 days with just water and pray 41 hours and read 17 books of the Bible, that you don't have the power to cast him out. I'm here to tell you the weakest saint in the kingdom is more powerful than the most powerful demon in heaven. This is how you get demons cast out. This is how you get power over hell. You start preaching about the victorious power of Jesus Christ. Quit glorifying the devil. Quit talking about how great he is. Quit talking about how strong he is. Quit talking about how he binds everything. Come on, get the devil out of your vocabulary. Start talking about the wonderful things of God and see what will begin to happen in your life. They talk about walk around and then we're listening, we're going, whoa. Wow, that's so awesome. That's so interesting. This is so great. Oh, that's a big demon. It took 9 preachers and 42 Bibles with 7 different interpretations and versions.
My God.
In order to get this demon out. Listen, we do that to ourselves. We invite this corruption into our hearts and into our minds, and we give Satan power. Because if you believe these things, he will dance in your altar. He will dance in your altar. About going through all of these different types of processes and stuff to get someone loose. And I don't pick it on anyone recently. This has been on my heart for a long time. But I will say it kind of spurred me a little. And we try to go through, you know, all kinds of things and stuff. And the devil fights. That's the reason why, let me tell you, it's how a pastor handles it. If I walk up to someone that's supposed to be demon possessed and I lay my hands on them, he's not. And I lay my hands on them and I say, in the name of Jesus, be still. If he or she continues, it is not the devil. It is their flesh. God is either true or he's not. You say, how do you know that? Because I have cast many devils out. And it has only taken one statement.
Yeah.
I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Loose them and be gone. That's Bible.
Yeah.
That is Bible. You're not hearing it. That is Bible. That's Bible. Where am I going? Yeah. Thank you, Terry. I forgot how I'm getting there. I'd like to get to my text. But still trying to lay a little foundation here tonight.
The light came.
Say it close. So, say that. Yes, thank you so much. I'm glad you finished that because... I'm trying to give you some revelation right now, all right?
Lord, thank you.
So in the Old Testament, the devil pretty much had a free reign. I don't mean that God wasn't looking. Of course God was looking. I don't mean that God wasn't in control. Of course he was in control. But his spirit was not walking amongst men.
Right.
And the hearts and the lives of men became so evil that he destroyed them. Then he caused the language change on Babel and incident after incident after incident. So what does God do? He comes in to our midst in the Old Testament through the tabernacle, and he does some things. He calls out a group of people. He begins to lead them around, and there is sheep, and he gets mad at them because they continue to commit idolatry and or spiritual adultery and all of these things. And so we go, then God shows up, right? This is where we were. Jesus begins to walk. He heals. He's casting out devils. Devils are running everywhere as they're fleeing. Why? Because they were everywhere, but nobody could see them.
My God.
But when the light came,
yes.
Did they rise up against him?
Yes.
Did they try to challenge
him? No.
Did they try to challenge him? No. Come on, Jesus. This is my territory.
They whimpered.
No, the Bible says they fled. And then they would cry out, "Oh, thou son of David, why hast thou come to torment me?"
Yeah. Yeah.
We got it backwards. We say to the devil, "Why hast thou come to torment me?" No. Biblical. It's the devil saying to you. Now, we'll blame that on the devil, but it's just electronics.
That's right.
But half of y'all probably thought the devil made my mic go out. And that's the foolishness that we're going to try to take care of in the next few Wednesday nights. That's just foolishness.
There it is, Pastor.
We say it all the time. Devil got up in the electronics. I doubt seriously. First of all, God don't need amplification for his power to come forth and show. Right?
Right.
All the demons are crying out, "Why hast thou come before our time to torment us?"
Oh my God.
We so glorified the devil, we got this thing all turned around.
That's right.
We go to bed and you come, and they'll even stand up in apostolic church and testify, "I've been tormented by the devil all day." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" The reason why you've been tormented by the devil all day is you need revelation. Because Revelation says, if you resist him and submit yourself to God, he will flee from you. So one of two things happened. Either you never submitted yourself to God, or you never took the time to resist him the way you're supposed to resist him in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about getting back in the Word. I'm here to tell you, friend, if we'll get back in the Word of God where we belong, we'll have more power over the devil than all this crazy stuff that's going on out there. It's the Word of God that gives you power. You step out of the Word of God, you step out of the power. Governed by that.
Yeah.
We have to be governed by that. Or we go loco. And that is exactly why the world is in such a mess. People do step out of the Word of God. They start forming their own religions and their own theologies. Jesus begins to walk amongst this world, and he's casting them out left and right. Dear God, they're under every rock. The Bible says they'd bring a flow of people in. He'd cast out demons, and he'd heal the infirmities and afflictions. And then the Lord goes away. And buddy, that had to be a heyday for the devil. Because for 3.5 years, actually probably longer than that, but you know, the ministry that we really see of Christ working after his baptism. For 3.5 years, he had totally devastated the kingdom of hell. And more importantly than anything, what he did was he exposed the kingdom of hell.
Yes.
It was there, but people, they didn't know it. They didn't know they were being controlled by the adversary and manipulated, all of these things. But Jesus came and he exposed the power. Now, so we go from the Old Testament. Jesus shows up with the spotlight, floodlight. And then he goes out. Who knows? I don't know. I know Satan didn't know, because Satan don't know squat.
That's right.
You just think he does. He has convinced you that he is all-knowing.
Yeah.
He has convinced you that he knows what's going to happen to you tomorrow. He don't have a clue. He said to God, let me touch his, take his things, and Job will curse you. Now, God knows all things. God said, go for it, bro. Satan was convinced that Job would curse God, but it didn't happen. Naked came I into this world, naked shall I leave. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Satan missed it like he usually does. He goes back up. He says, let me touch his body. He'll curse you. Go for it.
That's right.
Why? Because God knows all things.
Amen.
That's why it's God who said, I will not let more come on you than what you can bear. Why can God say that? Because God knows you better than you know yourself.
That's right.
We throw the towel in so fast. Trial comes along and hard things are happening. I lost my hanky. It's over here. Gotta have a towel. Yeah. And things are getting tough and rough.
My God.
And we go, whoo, okay, God, that's all I take. The Lord says, oh, no, no. Oh, we just got started. Because I'm going to turn you into pure gold before I'm done with you. 2 days later, we throw the towel in again. Okay, God, I know that's all I did. And that goes on for a solid year. Then God stands up and says, okay, that's all he can take.
That's right. That's right.
God knows your limit, not you and not the devil.
That's right.
And that's why the devil never quits. But you don't have to worry about the devil not quitting. Because when God says it's enough, God will shut him down. So, go through the Old Testament. Get a New Testament. God shuts. Jesus shuts the floodlight. Dies on the cross. Resurrects third day. Goes up to heaven.
God.
And he says, I will send my spirit back on you. You shall receive
power. Yeah.
The devil only thought
my God
he had trouble with Jesus. You know what this room is full of tonight if we would get revelation? A bunch of little Jesuses. You know what I'm saying. He said, I'm going to send back my spirit and you shall receive power, because I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. Come on, somebody. Now, I want you to follow me for here a minute. Old Testament, devil sets up his kingdom. Gospels, Jesus shines the light and expose him. New Testament church, the Bible says him that letteth will let. And then when he's taken away, then the adversary will be loosed upon the earth again. Don't misunderstand, Pastor. I know there are demons and I know they're everywhere. I go to bed with them, not my wife. I go to bed with them every night.
That's right.
Trust me.
Control your mind.
But they don't bother me.
That's right.
I sleep like a baby.
That's right.
Every once in a while, I wake up out of my sleep and punch one up. Because they get a little close.
Yeah.
Too close for comfort. I think I'm kidding. That's the truth. Anyway. So what do we have here? He said, I'm going to fill you all with the Holy Ghost. So this is what's going on now in the earth. We're the apostolic church, and I'm just talking about the UPC. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other apostolic organizations. We're not the only ones, you know.
Yeah.
We're just a little fish in the whole big old pond. We are in every nation of this world. And I am here to tell you that I have taken authority over West Palm Beach in the spirit realm. I don't care what devil was the captain. missionaries around the world, they stand, raise their hands, and take authority of the prince of power of this earth, and they loose the glory of God. Don't you realize what's going on in this earth right now? We are all over this planet. That's why you need to quit glorifying the devil.
That's right. That's right.
You're not running from the message, are you? I'm messing with you, baby. Because I'm here to tell you that Satan has less power in this generation than he has ever had. There are Holy Ghost-filled apostolic people in nearly every city of the world. Amen. Now that was God up in the electronics right there. That was God up in there. We have churches in almost every country of the world. I think there's only like seven. I'm talking about United Pentecost Church right now. Remember, there are many other apostolic organizations. I think there's only seven or eight countries in the world that we don't actually have a United Pentecostal Church in. That some preacher, I don't care if he runs three people, God gave him power over the enemy. And when he steps into that city, Lord, don't let me break my leg. Thank you. And devil, oh, that's right. You don't have any power. Over me anyway. So if I fall and break my leg, it's because I was an idiot for getting up on this stool that swivels. I'm not giving the devil credit for anything in my life. I'm not going to glorify him. I don't care if he's only running two people, him, his wife, and his poodle. If they're the only ones in that city, when that man of God walks into that city and raises his hand and says, I take authority over the principalities of the air in this city, I bind you, devil, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you that devil is bound.
Hallelujah.
He is bound. Now put that all over this world. This is why you need to quit glorifying the devil. There's a lot less people possessed today than there was in the day of Jesus Christ.
Right.
A lot of oppression. And here's why. Because we control the air. And until God takes us out.
My God.
Now the Bible tells us, when he takes us out, when we're gone, you do not want to be on earth. Because he will come in like a flood. And he will conquer governments across the world. And people will begin to kill and destroy themselves. Don't you understand that? And I'm not talking about Holy Ghost filled saved people right now. I'm talking about sinners all across this world. Don't you realize if the devil had the power and the ability to enter in by will into the heart or mind of a lost person who doesn't even have the Holy Ghost, if he had the ability and to do it by will, don't you realize that every person on this planet would be possessed? He would possess everybody. And then he would cause them all to cut their throats and drag them all to a burning hell. Because that's exactly what he wants to do. The Bible tells us his hand is stayed because the presence of God is upon this earth. How? Through me and you. His power is here. You should explain that. I'll explain it to you. I'll tell you. I'll give you an example. Brother Keith, do you have unsaved people? You have unsaved loved ones? Unsaved friends? Unsaved enemies. Lots of those. Do you pray for them? This is what I believe. The most blessed people on earth.
Hallelujah.
Are the people that if they, even if they don't know it, if they just know one apostolic who got down on a knee one day and said, God save John. Put your spirit over him. Watch over him, God. Don't let anything happen to him till I can get him into the church. And Lord, help me witness to him. And he might be on the other side of the world. And God moves upon his life. Do you know how many apostolics are in the world? And they're praying for all they know. You're praying for all your loved ones. You're praying for all your co-workers. You're praying for all your neighbors. You're praying for all your friends. You're praying for all your enemies. And God covers them. And God watches over them. And God protects them. Why? Because you asked him to do it. I am here to tell you tonight that there is a power in the earth that is mighty and glorious, but it's not the power of the devil, it's the power of God.
That's good, Pastor.
Somebody shout,
I will
not
glorify
the devil. Clap your hands to the Lord. No way I'm going to get to my message, so I'm not even going to start. Well, we got to get out of here. It costs me money. So here's the deal, church. The deal is that we need to get revelation of how powerful we are. And if you'll stop giving Satan power in your life, and how do you do that? You do it through fear.
Right. Yeah.
You do it through worrying. That's a hard word for a Louisiana boy to say.
Worrying.
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 What is the word of the Lord? Just say worry. What does the word of the Lord say? The word of the Lord says what? Worry about nothing. Be anxious about nothing. Fear. Nothing. But what? In all things.
Yes.
For everything. In all things. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your be made known unto God. And the peace of the Lord shall gird up your and your by Christ Jesus. Amen. When we worry, we let fear get in our lives. We give avenues and power to Satan to work in our lives. And when you get caught up in all this mess that's going out in this religious world that is not biblically founded. You go somewhere or you see something or you see something on YouTube or you whatever, however, booby tooby, you see it. However it comes to you. Whatever means of media, it reaches your eyes or your ears. Keith, quit laughing. It's a boob tube. It's what they call them. Boob tube is back where I came from.
Not anymore.
Many years ago. Okay. See, y'all already getting devil so much. Okay. It's when you see that, you need to take that. Don't be awed. Don't go, oh my, I wish we did this at our church. You're not ever going to do that here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because it's not in the Bible.
That's right.
We're staying in the book.
Amen.
If you want that mess, I suggest you go wherever that mess is going on. But we're going to be in the book here. We're going to stay in the book.
That's right.
We're going to serve God. And you will have more power standing in the book over the devil than you will ever have in any of that mess going on out there. No devil going to dance in my altar.
Jesus.
Yeah, easy. Oh, you're saying Jesus. I thought you were saying easy. Listen, I made this church a promise a long time ago. My pastor told me, he's gone to be with the Lord now, but my pastor told me, he said, Dan, there's two things you have to do. He said, the first thing you must do is stay in the book. Never get out of the book. No matter what you preach, no matter what you teach, you better find it in the book.
Amen.
And he said, the second thing, you must love all of God's kids. You must love all of God's kids, no matter how much trouble they give you. And I've been tested on that one. No matter who they are or background, you must love all of God's kids. And you must let God love them through you, is what he was really saying. And that has, of all the things that he's taught me, that is the thing that has never left me. And I have promised this church on more than one occasion that I will never get out of this book.
Amen.
Now, I'm here to tell you right now that I don't preach it near as tough as this book. There'd be nobody here but me and my wife, because she wouldn't have a choice.
I'd be here, Pastor.
Would you be here?
I'd be here, Pastor.
We'll find out in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm messing with you.
I really would.
Because when I preach it, I try to find a way to get it to you so you chew on it for a little while before you have to swallow it. But no matter how tough I get, listen.
Praise God.
You may not want to line up with it. You may not want to believe it. But I promise you, I'll be in the book.
Amen.
So what you're against is the book.
Right.
Now that's something to search your heart about.
That's right.
Yep.
And to study about. All right? Okay. So everybody say,
I
have power
over all the power.
Over all the power
of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
Let's stand.
Jesus' name.
If the Lord will let me, I'll get more into the Word next Wednesday. Maybe a few Wednesdays. And we're going to talk about the relationship between God, the church, and Satan. We need to understand that relationship so that we can walk in power and walk in authority.
Amen.
And not let no devil plague my mind and confuse me. Listen, I know what it is to live for the devil, because I gave him my life. And when God filled me with the Holy Ghost and I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I've gone through all kinds of things. I've faced all kinds of temptations. I have failed him over and over.
Yes,
thank God his mercies are renewed every morning in my life. There are so many disasters in my life. I told this church, one of the things about the longer you live, the longer your list is of regrets. Of things that you wish you could go back and change and do different.
So true.
But you know what? They make us who we are.
Right.
And God takes those pains and those mistakes in our lives, and we learn from them and we become stronger. So don't take my pain from me.
Come on,
and don't take my mistakes from me, because I have learned from them, and from them I'm able to walk stronger and straighter in my walk with God. I wish I could get my memory back, though.
Me too.
That's tough. Sister Stephanie, that's tough.
It is tough.
You can preach about that.
What was I saying? Okay, anyway, I'm going to get to the relationship. So we're going to learn, by the help of the Lord, we're going to learn relationship. And we're going to get in this book, and we're going to find out just who we are in Christ. And the power that we have over that. If you're full of the Holy Ghost and you're baptized in Jesus' name, there is not a one of you in this place that needs to fear the devil.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. You do not need to fear him. But you better get revelation.
That's right.
Because I'm telling you, we are his best weapon. He plays us against ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he does. We got so much to study and learn. Lord, I thank you for these wonderful people, this powerful church. Your spirit is right in the middle of it. You're glorious. You're holy. I love you and I adore you. I thank you that you come in and you visit us. I thank you that the addicts are delivered. I thank you that the possessed are set free. I thank you that the depression is cast off by your power. I thank you that we have power over all the power of the enemy. Your blood is upon us. Your glory is upon us. Father, I give you praise for that. I ask for revelation. I ask for understanding. Come upon us, God, with your word. Come upon us with your power, glory. Bring knowledge, God. We're destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Bring knowledge. Give us understanding of the word that we can stand against the adversary. Father, I love you. I praise you. I thank you for it. Raise this church up, God. Raise us up in your revelation. Help us to begin to glorify your name, not the devil. Help us to praise your works, not the devil's. Help us to praise your ways, not the devil's. Help us to say your name, not his name, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. 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 I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Amen. I'm closing with this. Amen. What I was saying. I gave my heart to God. I have failed him 1,000 times. I have been tempted 1,000,000. Disaster has come into my life on multiple times. Not one time that I ever consider, even one time, that Satan reigned in my life.
That's right.
Not one time. God has always reigned in my life. And he has always reigned in your life. Don't submit your mind to the devil. Don't give in to his trickery. The Bible calls it the wiles of the devil. The trickery of the devil. You're wiser than that. We know the devices, the Bible says. We know his devices. We understand his ways. God gives us that revelation. I love you. You're the greatest people in the world. Love one another. Be good to one another. Greet our guests. Be kind to one another. Pray for one another. Speak well of one another.
Give hugs to one another.
Whatever you do, stop talking about the devil.
Thank you. name is in your turn.
I cannot believe that.
Tell him to give me a call. My husband is here. If he can see those pictures, okay, that means he can, you know.